As it notes here in the release, basically the National Association of Chain Drug Stores Foundation is responding to a call directed toward philanthropic and private entities from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the CDC Foundation to assist in efforts to protect at-risk populations most likely to be impacted by the Zika virus. And as it also notes, three states in particular, Florida, Louisiana, and Texas, being the most susceptible to Zika. Why is it that those three states in particular are more susceptible than the other 47?
Well, it has to deal with the vector or the mosquito that transmits the Zika virus. There's local transmission in a lot of part of the world, but it's been infrequent in the U.S. Most of the Zika cases are travel associated to those areas where it's transmitted. And so there are two kinds of mosquitoes, and they are they live in those areas in Texas, Louisiana, and Florida. And there has actually been local transmission in southern Texas and southern Florida.
As far as the response being made by the National Association of Chain Drug Stores, how important is this response? I assume that this is something that we should hopefully prove helpful in dealing with Zika and finding some answers.
Yeah, I think that NACDS Foundation, you know, has been at the forefront of the Zika epidemic. This is almost unprecedented. It's one of the few diseases that the World Health Organization put out an emergency response to. And while there was, some may say that the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, could have done more in the beginning, it really was hampered by finances. And now Congress has approved, over $1 billion of funding for Zika, including research and promotion and prevention to protect these at-risk populations, as you said, particularly women who are pregnant are at the most risk for birth defects in their children, and also women of childbearing age who could get pregnant, and that Zika affects the growing fetus there.
Maybe just one other question, and I think this pretty much has to do with kind of current events and the apparent unfortunately, the Zika issue seems to have dropped down the national priority list with, of course, the post-election and about the, with the inauguration day just days away. So many other stories are kind of starting to take center stage over Zika. Are you finding it difficult to try to just keep it in mind for Americans that, hey, this is a problem. It's not really spreading like crazy right now, but it's not going away, and this is just an issue that cannot be ignored.
I totally agree. I think there's so many public health problems that, if it's not right in front of you, where I live, I'm looking at, several inches of snow. I'm not really thinking about mosquitoes. And, I know a lot of snow just fell across the South where the mosquitoes are still circulating. But if we don't have local transmission, if we don't have outright travel bans for pregnant women, it does fall off the radar. And, now we have another virus that of public health importance growing across the U.S. in certain areas, which is influenza. But whether it's influenza or Zika or some new virus, there are ways to be protected, and it's important to know how it's transmitted and how we can prevent it. And if you travel, and this is also the season where people travel to areas like Puerto Rico or the South Pacific or South America, where even though Zika isn't circulating as much right now, there's still local transmission. And so it's important to say, if you're traveling, see your physician. If you're planning to get pregnant and you're traveling, make sure you don't go to an area where there's Zika. If you live in Texas or Louisiana or Florida or near these areas where there has been local transmission but hasn't been detected, protect yourself from mosquitoes. Use barrier contraception so that you don't transmit the virus that way. If you do have symptoms, and importantly, only 20% of people, only 1 in 5 people actually have symptoms. But if you are pregnant, it's recommended to get, and you do have symptoms, to get tested. If you're planning to get pregnant, get tested. You know, these prevention messages can't be overstated, and they're not that difficult to do. Always contact your pharmacist or your physician or your OB-GYN physician and the clinician and say, you know, I heard about Zika. What's your concern? Should I get tested? You know, and assess the travel risk and assess the ways to protect yourself, because the consequences are devastating. You know, the birth defects that happen. Adults are affected by a rare neurologic condition that's temporary paralysis called Guillain-Barré syndrome. So I think adults need to be concerned about this. Pregnant women need to be concerned about this, and anyone who's planning a child needs to be aware of where Zika is and how to protect themselves, you know, how long to wait to have children, things like that, if they were in an area where they were exposed.
All right, sir. Dr. Bradbury, thank you very much for spending some time to talk to us about this, and we wish you success and in continuing efforts to at least contain this virus and not let people forget about it.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. You have a good day now.
Yes, you too.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.